I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Will Gaza's ceasefire end the war in Lebanon? We get one ministry's take on that question. Then later, believers press on despite gang violence and tremendous risk in Haiti. That story coming your way in just a moment. But first, mediators between Israel and Hezbollah say they hope a truce in Gaza could lead to a de-escalation of the violence at the Israel-Lebanon border. But as we've seen over the past several months, diplomatic efforts can sour on a dime. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International in Lebanon says,
it's not clear whether a truce would be positive or negative, because it's just possible that when Israel is done with what it's doing in Gaza, that it could turn more of its resources toward the Lebanon front.
Hezbollah terrorists, for their part, continue to engage in war crimes as they attack Israel.
We've also had Hezbollah rockets fired from next to homes of church members. They're having their neighborhoods directly under threat because Hezbollah is using those areas to launch missiles into Israel. So it's caused a lot of fear.
Horizons International works with the Lebanese church to spread gospel hope. These local churches are serving thousands of people who have been displaced from the southern border. Pray with them for peace.
I think we need to be support to the brothers and sisters in Christ that are on all sides of these borders as violence is increasing.
Next, ministry in China has become much harder than it was a decade ago. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China tells us,
Bibles for China has the goal of distributing Bibles openly and legally within China to those who would not otherwise have opportunity to have a Bible. So that open and legal functioning in China is where the challenges have come.
The obstacles aren't always obvious.
Over the last couple of months, we've become aware that our reputation is not what we had hoped it would be in the eyes of the Chinese government. That relationship between leadership within China that's so important is becoming more and more difficult to maintain because of some of these alleged missteps.
During the extensive planning process of One Bibles for China trip, the ministry forgot to notify a key Chinese leader of their plans. That misstep, in turn, triggered a chain of unintended reactions.
It's very important that leadership is acknowledged, honor is given, and you don't circumnavigate somebody in the process. That becomes an insult to them.
Bibles for China can still transfer funds into the country and oversee distributions, but trips are on hold for now. Ask God to help Bibles for China and its partners resolve cultural misunderstandings. And finally, the armed conflict in Haiti continues to take innocent lives and displace families. Though Kenyan police troops have been deployed, over 80% of the capital is still controlled by gangs. The transitional government has declared a state of emergency over various parts of the country. Julia Baharsky of World Concern tells us,
we found that it's just been so vital to meet people's immediate needs with shelter assistance, food items like staple foods like rice and salt and beans. So really focusing on that side. And then due to the trauma that people are experiencing, complementing those efforts with a psychosocial support.
While many from the educated class have left the country, Haitians who have been unable to flee are in danger of displacement and physical and sexual violence. Baharsky says that there are a limited number of aid workers willing to remain in Haiti, but World Concern hasn't lost hope. Staff continue gospel work, risking their own lives and families.
We've had staff whose houses have been overtaken. We've had staff who's lost family members, lost loved ones within this conflict. They still carry on as on the front lines of God's army.
Baharsky's encouraging you to learn about Haiti's long history of resilience, as well as praying for those who remain in the country. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.